Kilayim Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph begins to explore what proportions you need to have of two different minim that are not allowed to be planted together because they're kilayim, that would then be usur. So the Mishnah begins, Kol sa'ah sheyesh bo rova mimin acher. Any sa'ah that has a quarter, a rova, a quarter kav of a different min. Now to understand this, just a little bit of math. A sa'ah is made up of six kavs. Six kavs would be 24 quarter kavs. So if in a sa'ah, which is 24 quarter kavs, you have one quarter kav or more, which is a different min, yemayet, then the Tanakhama says he has to reduce. How does he reduce? Either he adds to the 23 quarter kavs that are the majority, or he somehow takes out from the one quarter kav that is the minority seeds. And that way, you will be under the minimum in terms of having your kilayim. So 1/24 is the proportion when it comes to kilayim here. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yavor. Rabbi Yossi says that simply minimizing isn't enough. You have to completely remove all of the second min that's not allowed to be there, because otherwise people think that you purposely want to grow kilayim. So you have to get rid of it all. Bein mimin echad, bein mishnei minim. Now, this principle has to do with what your one quarter kav is made up of. You have one quarter kav that's made up of something that's not the majority seeds. So the problem here is, what if that one quarter kav is not one kind of min, but is multiple different kinds of minim that are all put together? According to the Tanakhama, you can mix these different minim of minority together to make up one quarter kav. Therefore, if you have, for example, 23 quarter kavs of wheat, 1/8 kav of barley, and 1/8 kav of spelt, the barley and the spelt combine to make a quarter kav of minority, and you have to get rid of all of that. Even though they are different things, you still combine them to make your quarter kav. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, that's not so. He says, Lo amru ela mimin echad. He says the minimum kind that you are using to make up your kilayim has to be only from one different min. So if you have 1/8 kav of one and 1/8 kav of another, we don't add them together and make a quarter kav of iser. What we say instead is you don't have a quarter kav of any individual minority, so you can keep going and you don't have to reduce, you don't have to get rid of, you don't have to do anything. But v'chachamim omrim, kol shehu kilayim b'sa'ah mitztaref l'rova. Anything that would be kilayim with the majority of the sa'ah can be combined with other minimums to make your one quarter kav of iser. So for example, oats and spelt are kilayim with each other. Oats and barley are not kilayim with each other. So if you have oats and spelt as the minority, 1/8 each, and 23 of the barley, then you don't combine the oats and the spelt because the oat is not kilayim, so it doesn't combine. Kilayim Perek Beis Mishnah Beis, explaining Mishnah Aleph, continues to talk about proportions of minority and a majority of seeds that would turn something into kilayim. Bamed Dvar Mamurim. When are we talking in the first Mishnah to say that 1/24 is what ruins the mixture and turns it into kilayim? That would be true in a case of tua b'tua. If the minority is one kind of tua and the majority is another one, the grains are wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye, and they would cause kilayim with each other. The kitnis bikitnis, or legumes with other legumes. Legumes is the overall category for other things we plant that we eat, like beans, peas, and rice. Tavua bikitnis, if it's a variety of tavua that is spoiling a 23 parts of kitnis, or bikitnis betua, if the minority is kitnis, and that is spoiling 23 larger parts of tavua. In all these cases, the 1/24 ratio is maintained. But be'emes amru, in truth, they said, zer'one gina she'eno ne'cholim, garden seeds which we do not eat, these are plants that we sow for vegetables and things that we do eat, like turnips and carrots. The seeds are not edible, but the food later on will be. In those cases where you are planting garden plants, that are not eaten in terms of the seeds, mitstarfim echad me'esrim ba'arba benofel levei sa'a. There, they combine to 1/24 of what is sown or planted in a base sa'a. And this is actually a different ratio. Garden seeds were planted at different proportions than grain seeds were. And in a base sa'a, you would actually have a smaller proportion that would ruin it and turn it into kilayim. In this case, a quarter of the 24th that we were talking about, which is 1/96. So a field that has 23 and 15/16 cobs of wheat, and then only 1/16 a cob, which is a 1/96 proportion, a little less than 1% of garden vegetables are in there, that would turn it into kilayim, because that's 1/24 of what vegetables would normally be sown in a base saw. Now Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon elaborates, and he says, Kishem she'amru lahachmir kach amru lahakel. Just as they said this rule to be machmir, to be stringent, they also used this rule to be lenient as well. And what would be a case of that? Hapishtan batfua, if you have, for example, flax seed that then got mixed with grain, mitzarefas echad me'esrim ba'arba benofel lebeis sa'a. This combines to 1/24 of what is sown in a beis sa'a. In the case of flax, we actually can plant more flax in a beis sa'a than we can of wheat. So you would actually need 3/4 cobs of flax to turn everything into kilayim. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's the proportion of what you're planting in terms of the values that is going to turn something into kilayim. And that sometimes means less in terms of vegetables to ruin everything, or more in terms of other types of plants like flax to ruin everything.